This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salaam alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zinat. So today we are going to be discussing about the 10th greater sin. That is fornication, adultery. What is fornication and what is adultery? Let's talk about it. You know, adultery is when a married man, you know, have a relationship with a married woman. You know, they are not married to each other, definitely. They are being in a physical relationship. That is adultery. And in fornication, basically, it's like without a married relationship, if you're just going out and sleeping out with anyone. So Islam is considering these things as the 10th greater sins in Islam. The 10th greater sin is adultery, which is also called as zina in Arabic. According to the tradition of the Masumin, it says that all have described it as a greater sin. In the following ayat, the Almighty Allah has says, which is in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and they who do not call upon another god with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not slay the soul which Allah has forbidden except in the requirements of justice, and who do not covet fornication, and he who does this shall find a requital of sin. The punishment shall be doubled to him on the day of resurrection, and he shall abide therein abasement. Now, sin in this ayah denotes a valley of hell. You know, this is talking about the valley of hell, especially the people who are indulged in this kind of ill sin. There is a special valley of hell, and they belong over there, those hell doers. So fornicators shall be punished in this valley. It is also said that it means, like the word ghayyi, this Arabic word, which means the secretion of the blood and the pus from the private part, because those private parts are actually doing that kind of a sin. So this is really very serious when we, talk about adultery. You have to really understand these differences. When a woman is married, when a man is married, they are going out and having a relationship, a physical relationship with a married man. This is actually a sin, or a married woman, you know. So In another ayat, it says that in Surah Maryam, it says, but there came after them an evil generation who neglected prayers and followed the sexual desires. So they will meet perdition. This is what the surah says. Some traditions record that this valley of hell, which is especially for this kind of people, of this verses are two wells of hell. These two wells are so terrible and so deep that if a stone is dropped into one of them, it will take 70 years to reach the bottom. That means the moment you are thrown inside the hell, you know, that means it's going to take like 70 years for you to reach the bottom of the hell. Now in Surah Isra, it says, and go not night to fornication. Surely it is an indecency and an evil way. We know what are the punishments, and this is the kind of a sin. It is an evil due to which paternity is not established. It leads to corruption and mischief. That means we are breaking up the peaceful society. It breaks up families. It breaks up the upbringing of the children. The child that is born and bereft of inheritance, that means we know, we understand that if the child does not belong to the father, if it belongs to someone else, of course, there's going to be not the same generation. The child that is born and its father do not have rights upon each other like the legal father and the son. So now, an evil way to fulfill the sexual urge, it says here. This is all about it. So
we were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The ayat explains in this manner that one must not even go near fornication, for it is lowly act, because the person is actually following the sexual urges within itself. It is a very dirty action and leads one astray to the wrong path. Now it says, the seriousness of the sin, as mentioned in the Quran, is evident from this ayat, which is from Surah Al-Isra. It is an indecency and an evil way. Now, these words clarify this Islamic point of view, which opposes all types of indecencies and carnal desires. It shows that adultery is an indecent act and an evil way of satisfying the sexual urge. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sexual urge for continuation of human race. He has also created a feeling of love and physical attraction between a man and a woman. That is true. But in a way, in a systematic way. If the sexual urge is satisfied in a disciplined manner, the human race is assured of peace and prosperity. It must be remembered that fornication contaminates the progeny. And when the evil becomes prevalent in a society just to satisfy the basic instinct, it leads to destruction and despair. Also, as a result of an immoral life, countless people and their children suffer for debilitating, deforming, and incurable diseases. Now, we all know about this. When one person go out having a physical affair with various women, or if a woman is having the same relationship with various men, we all know what kind of diseases the society has. Huge sums of money are drained from the budget to take care of victims and to find a cure for such diseases. Innumerable illegitimate children are born ill, and destructions comes in the society. We know destitutes without a home and with no one to take care of or be concerned for them. The evil that has spread due to the sexual crimes and illicit relationship, such destructions and evil does not have an equivalent in the 20th century. We know about that. Now we're going to be talking about how it has actually affected a society. When we compare, let's talk about it. In the highly competitive world of today, man strives to use all his assets to optimal capacity. His efforts are fully concentrated in deriving the maximum efficiency from all its inputs so that he can achieve unprecedented progress in minimum time. So it is pity to see him make a wasteland of his most precious possessions. Now, like all branches of science, nuclear and medical science has also made a progress. Vast sums of money are poured into research for discovering new drugs that may save mankind from the scourge of these diseases. Yet the number of people suffering from these kind of results from immoral conducts are ever increasing. Even before that, we all would agree on this. In every country, countless such people have to be hospitalized over extended period of time. They've wrecked their own lives and are also a burden to the society. Now, when we talk about these things, we understand that how fornication, how being in a married relationship, when we go out and have a physical relationship with other people, they have a illegitimate kid, how it has affected the society, how many kids are born with the diseases. That's why Islam has said this is not allowed, and this is one of the greatest sins of Islam. So stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
It's all I need. Love is all I need.